everybody, and welcome back to the McKinney Creative Ventures podcast. I'm your host, Sam McKinney. Today, we're going to tackle the big question, why your competitor shows up first on Google and you don't. It's a question that frustrates a lot of local business owners, and it should. You're good at what you do. Your competitor down the road is about the same, maybe not even as good. So why do they show up first when somebody searches for your service, but you're nowhere near the top? It can feel random, but it isn't. When someone searches for a local business, Google shows a little map with three different businesses pinned at the top. That's where the calls go. Almost nobody scrolls past it. So if you're not in those three, for the searches that actually matter, you basically don't exist. That's why this matters so much. It isn't vanity. It's the difference between the phone ringing and silence. Google picks those three spots based on a few things, and it's pretty open about them. Number one, how close you are. Number two, how relevant you look. And number three, how trusted are you? You can't move your shop closer to everyone, but relevant and trusted, those are factors that you can directly control. And what controls them is something most owners set up once and never touch again: your Google Business Profile. So here's the solution, and it costs nothing but an afternoon with a little bit of time. If there's one already in existence, but you don't have it directly owned by your business, claim it. Simply click on it, select the options, scroll down, and say, Claim Business. Fill out some information, and boom, you're done. If you haven't set one up, go and do that right now. It's very easy to do. And if you get stuck at any point in time, reach out to us and we can help you navigate the entire process. Make sure when you're setting it up that you choose the right category, not a vague one. Put in your real hours, your real service area, a clear description of what you do, not a sales description, a clear description. And specifically put in that description who you serve. Use real photos, your truck, your team, a job that you're proud of. Never use stock images or AI. Google can tell the difference, and so can the customer. Then once it's created and it's been published and verified, use it. Go after reviews, and when you get them, reply to them. Even a quick thanks can be a huge winner. If you don't have the time to reply to them, give us a call and we can help you set up an automated response system that replies to every Google review on your behalf automatically so you don't have to worry about it. A profile with recent activity always tells Google that you're a real business, that people are choosing right now at this moment, you're active, you're trusted, and you're involved in their community. One that's silent tells them the opposite story. I'm sure that you can guess which one is going to get you ranked in search. So that's it. A Google Business Profile and an active review strategy. No ad budget. No dollars spent. The business sitting in the top three didn't buy their way there. They took the free thing seriously while everyone else ignored it. So go look at your profile the way a stranger would. If it's half empty or missing, you just found the reason why you're not getting found. Thank you again for joining us on today's little snapshot. Hopefully this was a good educational moment that helps you out in your local business. I look forward to speaking with all of you guys again soon. In the meantime, have a great day.